You guys like used to date in school.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once a primary. But once it was like a disease in primary. I remember there's one time where there's like a list that came out
of like couples.
No. Someone snitched. And so they were being called. Wewe na your kapla. They were actually being called Wewe na your kapla.
Oh my god. 2 by 2. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Speaking of Gen Z. My name is Michelle Namasaka.
And I am Jackie Masharia.
And we have come to an end of the season.
Ooh.
Tis the season to be jolly. Ta-la-la-la-la. Listen, I love Christmas.
It's coming up, I
think. And because we Gen Zs are different and like we don't roll with what other guys say.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas. Bas.
Yeah.
Actually. Ni Christmas ni Christmas. Ishafika.
Na hakuna kitu mtadu.
Hakuna kitu mtafanya.
I hope you're doing well wherever you are. It's a little bit chilly.
Yeah.
But also sunny. Like the weather is...
It's very August.
Right?
Yeah.
But I feel like August, all the Augusts I've been alive are always sunny. Like August, every weekend you're like swimming.
Ooh,
swimming.
Yeah. Swim. I remember when you were in like high school or primary school, like August will be the time for going for those trips to Mombasa. Take me back.
I love how you'd get like did you guys like used to date in school?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once a primary. But once it was like a disease in primary. I remember there's one time where there's like a list that came out.
Of like couples.
No. Someone snitched. And so they were being called Wewe na your kapla. They were actually being called Wewe na your kapla.
Two by two.
You walk as if you are Rusi Mengia. And they were beaten.
Like, listen, why should you beat them? See, and especially I think our times.
Yeah.
Hakukwa nati kissing
as
you were dating.
It wasn't.
Like the only thing, even holding hands would be like, oh, he held my hand, oh my God. Like, why would you beat us?
Guys,
we're just in love.
I'm telling you, people are beaten and then they threaten to like tell parents, hey, people begged.
Like in Italian parents.
Telling parents was going to be,
bruh,
are you trying to finish us? You know, like imagine my mom. All the way akiwa consuming all the way in Embu.
Hey,
anambiwa your daughter
is in a full blown relationship. Speaking of relationships, by the way, Jackie and I were just having this discussion before we started recording. And we were like, talking stages, Zinabo, reject talking stages.
Talking stages are difficult.
They are. They're not where it's at.
Yeah. And I feel like they've become even more mediocre. I feel like people are even like... Also, it's because people are taking so much precaution nowadays. Either that or they just don't want to be in relationships. So they just want to play around and then move on to the next. So they stay way too long in the talking stage phase, whatever. I've had the people who have like a 3-month rule.
Yeah.
That's also a thing where you don't get into like a relationship until the 3 months are over. It's just like constantly putting the person you're supposed to potentially get into a relationship with through various tests that you have on for yourself, checking for red flags.
Vetting.
And checking for all literally vetting. Ataya nini a cabinet secretary.
You are the cabinet.
You are the cabinet secretary. People are taking a long time.
But I don't think I don't know.
No, I feel like it's like a two in itangwaji, like a double sided thing where there are times when because you took those 3 months, you made the right decision. Or you potentially avoided like dating a psychopath because you're able to pick it up. But then kuna konya like there's someone who'll probably be like, hey, me, I'm not waiting 3 months to be vetted.
Hell no.
They'll be like, gone. And then maybe that was potentially a really good person for you. That's and true. That's gone. So I don't know.
I honestly think life should have come with a manual. Okay, they say life didn't come with a manual, it came with a mom.
Yeah.
But I just wish it came with a manual to just show you, once you get that somebody, do this, exactly this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, because now Nakama talking stages, I don't, Zina takes so long.
And it can be tiring.
I know.
Especially both of you are not agreeing on that talking stage period. Because I know there are people who kind of have like, as you're taking it slow. Yeah. So they both are in agreement.
Yeah.
And then so patakuna wengine nyo, one is like, Amy, I just want to get into this relationship. And then there's another one taking precaution. So they'll obviously clash at some point.
And also, you remember the reason you had given, the last reason is that many people, especially Gen Zs, really don't want relationships right now. They want situationships. And so I think that comes in their way of committing or something. They just want... We are together, but we're not together. I love you, but I don't love you.
Like that.
We are not exclusive, but we are exclusive. Yeah. It's so
very
vague.
Yeah, it's like very gray.
Yeah.
It's opaque. That's the word.
It's opaque.
It's opaque.
That's the word.
Yeah. It's just there. It's like, are we or are we?
Yeah.
Which is tiring. I feel like we just need to lay down... at the very early stages of that talking stage. Don't go na joy. See, ended two talking stage for one year. Never don't go talking stage.
I mean, I think talking stage at a kidogo 3 weeks peke.
Hey.
I'm at 2 weeks. Now we come any months. Sema. Mimi. Nakupenda. I'm at nakulike.
Yeah.
Right?
It needs to be clear. That sometimes it ends up too much and you're just like, I don't even know what this is. Yeah. It looks like a joke now.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, as I mentioned, we have come to the end of season 3. Oh my goodness.
It's been a while.
It's been how many years? Like one or two?
Two. I think this is our second year and we're already in our third season because we started in March
2023.
Yeah.
And then March 2024. So we're like 1 year and... how many months half in? Like, ish. Yeah, 1.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a journey.
Yeah.
And lots of growth.
Yeah.
And lots of stories.
That's true. We've met so many interesting people along the way. People have very funny life stories.
Yeah. What was your, like, favorite part of the season?
Oh, obviously the Mandama. I know that happened. That one was... yeah, with the Mandamano and everything being Gen Z, that was fun to come here and dissect our experiences, the shenanigans that happened, how we ran, how we were tear gassed.
I know. How do you tear gas a buddy?
How?
For real though, how do you tear gas a buddy?
Tumumia sana.
Like with cute nails and lipstick and lip gloss, unam tear gas aj.
How dare you?
How dare you? You should be ashamed of yourself.
Right.
But now about the Gen Z thing, there's been a Gen Z wave. Yeah. Still is, but it's like going down right now. But everyone in the office could be like, you know, have a Gen Z in the house. My Gen Zs.
Everyone is
my
like,
Gen Zs actually.
Yeah. Actually, my Gen Z but like everyone's mentioning Gen Zs. After when parents are doing simple introductions.
It's Gen not Z. These are my Gen Zs.
These are my Gen Zs. I'm like, I told you. You know what's funny is like Kitambo, you'll have to explain to people what you mean by Gen Z. Now you don't.
And now
people know.
I know, but people also don't know.
Actually don't know what, they don't know Gen Z is just simply people born between this year and this year. They don't know like that. They just feel like it's like
movement.
Yeah, they're like all these young people, Gen Z. Yeah.
Or actually, by the nyinyi, what any Gen Z?
Yeah, it's not like about, age.
Yeah.
That wajajua hiyo nini ya age. Bado iko opaque hapo. Bado wajui.
I love how you're just throwing in opaque.
It's opaque.
It's opaque, yeah, actually. It's opaque. Yeah. But the Mandamano was really a highlight. Yeah, and it's going to be... Me, I can't wait to get kids and tell them. You know. First of all, the pandemic. Yeah. And oh my God. Allow me to digress a little bit.
Yeah.
Is Mpox going to be a pandemic real soon?
Girl, we hope not. We pray. Oh my goodness.
Because where will we start?
It. Yeah. We surely need to... We don't need another pandemic. Like, the last thing I need is like...
Another pandemic.
Lockdown.
Oh my God.
Wearing masks. Curfews.
I love this one now. Even I don't know if it's transmitted na...
Yeah, apparently.
But when you touch
each
other and it's sexually transmitted as well.
It's everything. You can get it by being in the same area with someone.
Oh my God.
It's also low-key kind of airborne. No. Yeah, I had.
No.
Yeah.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like being constantly in the same environment with that person, even if you don't actually touch their skin, you could still get it. So I'm just like, we are not about to have that. No.
I laugh for you. Know it's serious because WHO, I think 5 days ago, not 5 days ago. I really don't know when.
Yeah.
But they had a meeting and they declared it like a state of
They said it's emergency. A public health emergency.
It's not state.
And you know that's how COVID started.
Exactly.
They announced a public health, and that's just to go to your son in your son in.
I love what you're seeing now. I also read somewhere that. Yeah. Ministry of Health is gonna have the vaccines ready by when? December.
Ni saki mambo ya vaccine.
Ni dubi tena. Ni utangojia December upate. Like,
and then once I kubegia vaccine tena.
I know.
Kai, we mara watu run everywhere.
Kudungwa maji.
Eish. We apana.
Tume digress.
Tumeke meyoma ni no shinde katika jina la Yesu.
Kabisa.
It won't happen.
Amen.
We're not going into another pandemic.
I said, oh my God, I can't remember what I was talking about.
what episode? I think it was
Mandamano.
Yeah, episode of Mandamano. It was just fun. Then, it was vibes. We had the couple.
Yes, actually, I think that was the best.
Yeah.
The best episode I've done ever since we started speaking of Gen Z.
That was a bomb episode.
And actually an update.
Yeah.
They're getting married. On Sunday.
Yeah,
Sunday on the 25th.
Ooh, of August.
In the CBD. Yep. Yeah, of August.
Yeah. So they announced, by the way, Alikuwa Ametuambia, the episode is Love at First Tiagas.
Tiagas, yeah.
So they met Juri Mandamano and... Yeah, they're gonna get married. I'm excited for them.
I know.
To na brainstorm gifts.
Right?
But they were just like, show up. Like,
I know,
they
but...
They actually said everyone's welcome.
Everyone's welcome one, welcome all, but you need to come with your own mchele.
Oh, yeah, they said that. Yeah,
because they're not gonna provide food.
I mean, it's in the CBD.
Please,
you can just
KFC.
Grab... Yeah, I know, you can grab food around.
Kuja tu arusi, imagine.
It's like a civilian wedding. It's like a civic for the people. A wedding for the people. I don't know. By the people. So yeah, I don't know. Show up. Show your support.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will.
Oh, I remember what I was saying.
Yeah.
I was saying, I can't wait to have kids and tell them.
Yeah.
No, that's not where the statement ends. Oh.
I was like, okay.
No, the statement ends at
to
like tell them I went through Mandamano and tell them about the pandemic. I'd be like, you can stay a day inside the house. You won't die. I stayed in the house for 4 years.
Unachocha. Unaongezadi. Yo, but it was crazy how we couldn't even leave the house. That's all, because we were scared.
I know.
And the thought that your parents have to, can't leave the house between 6 and 6. So us were just staying there. And my mom is there. Akuna kutoka
nje. I know.
Couldn't even go to say hi to your neighbor. Atakama kwa hapo. Because you don't know whether they have COVID.
Oh my God.
We were in panic.
I really hope it doesn't end up that way for Mpox. Because that'll be, how many years did we have COVID for? Was it 2?
Yeah, it was like 2 intense years before things.
I can't imagine... Another 2 years. You know, 2 years ilienda hivyo.
No, and you know what's worse with Mpox is like it's on your skin.
Exactly.
Hey, at least COVID, like, you wouldn't necessarily know someone had COVID. I don't know whether that's better, but, like, you wouldn't know from just looking at them. This one will just be clear. You have all these sores on your skin. God. Like, no.
And when they poner, you have, you get the scars. The scars don't go easily.
Yeah, and guys, these are chicken pox. I think I still have, like, chicken pox scars.
Really? From, like, I never got chicken pox.
Girl,
yeah, is that like if a you red
mpox? Must it take quite double?
Oh my
hobby.
God, double pox, mpox, chicken pox, pox, pox.
Ah, you never got chicken
imagine,
pox.
Imagine, no,
yo, chicken pox things are painful.
Oh now, my God.
If the mpox things are painful, but see, the chicken pox ones are even, I don't know what's worse, I don't know which one is worse. I mean, you like, I've never had someone die from chicken pox, so maybe chicken pox,
especially
is better.
Adults. Because when they get it, when they're adults, they
okay, yeah, when you get it when you're an adult, it's crazy.
Jehovah, please.
I got it as a child. I think I was in, like, class 3.
Yeah.
But they were painful. Oh, and they are, no, and then so the worst thing is that they are actually itchy. And they have, like, fluid in them.
Oh, my
so
God.
So when you itch them.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and then Kitambo, they will use, I don't know whether that's the same drug that they
use.
Yeah,
the
right
white
now.
Cream.
Yeah, but now we used to, there's another one, a pink one. So
yeah, yeah,
look
yeah.
Like some
pink panther.
No. It was horrible.
But a
like,
shorter pink panther.
Apana. Me wouldn't want anyone to get chicken pox in adulthood. It's so painful. When you're a kid, it just glosses over. It's like a 1 week or 1 week and a half thing.
Oh my God.
But like when you're an adult, because my sister got it when she was a bit older.
Oh no.
My older sister. She suffered.
Oh no. Don't
she
please
she
don't.
Couldn't go to I'm school. At least us we still went to school. Even when you had chicken pox. Because everyone in class actually
I
got chicken pox from,
because I know.
Yeah, from school. So like everyone in class has chicken pox. So
I
the
also
teacher was
remember,
just like, ah, kujeni tu shule, you
I
know.
Also remember there was the, like that point where everyone in my class, and had. I was in class 5.
No
everyone,
kupata.
Where did you kupata? Paka ni kwanenda home kuliza mami. Excuse me, ma'am. Did I ever get chicken pox?
Amma, you should have just deliberately gone touching
I
them.
Did that twice in primary and in seko. But what? But mamangu kani? Mom. Girl.
This is a Mama Michelle. Did she get chicken
PSA.
Pox? PSA. Yo, because my sister, when she got chicken pox, I think she was like almost class 8-ish, which is considered big for chicken pox.
Yeah.
She couldn't go to school.
Oh no.
She couldn't swallow. She
oh
had chicken
God.
Pox
oh
inside.
My God.
Inside her throat.
That's scary.
No,
me.
She couldn't eat. She had to like just take like soft, fluidy food ish.
Oh my God. Jackie.
No. Please, kabo jabata chicken pox. Kimbia ukiona if you're already an adult. Because always this idea. Kwanza, I can now imagine if you're like a full grown.
I know, mama no. Baba.
It's a bit too make kwa nyuma.
Away from the diseases.
Yeah,
please. Kindly. What was your other like best episode?
Did I have another episode?
Did you?
Did I have another episode? Acha niangalie.
Haya.
There was the one where we talked about like clubbing.
Yes.
Not that we went clubbing, by the way, disclaimer.
I did.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I actually talked to you about
Wait,
it. Yeah.
You did.
Because listen, guys, I told Jackie and I texted her. I told her, Jackie, because we did like an episode on clubbing.
Yeah.
What do you say? Let's go out for clubbing just once and see.
Yeah. It's kind of joke or serious.
Imagine I was so serious. Mpaka I went. I went.
Solo. Ama you went
no,
with
no.
Okay.
I went with friends. Yeah. Girl. You
How
can't go clubbing solo. Can you?
I mean, there are people who do. You know, I'm quite experienced in the sector.
It was good, but like everyone around us was just, not everyone, but there's this one couple straight.
Oh.
They were like dancing.
Yeah.
They were so high.
Yeah.
They danced. Paka wakapanda meza. What are Willy?
Yeah.
Wakanguka from the meza. You know, the meza is like high up. It's not like a short meza.
Yeah.
Wakanguka, wakangusha ma bottle. Wakakujia na bouncers. Wakatole wanje. I was just laughing.
Girl, you had an experience.
I was just laughing the entire time. And also just people dancing weirdly. Like, not the normal whining, but that
like
whining
anguka
is...
Nayo kan.
Like, that one is, you're going to anguka nayo later. you get it?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun, actually.
Yeah, so you enjoyed yourself?
I did. I went there at like 10 and I checked at like 5:30.
Yeah. Damn. I thought you were going to say like 1 hour.
No. We were supposed to like check after 2 hours or 1 hour, but once you're in it, you're in it to win
probably
it.
You were serious.
Imagine I was serious, but we can go as well.
Me, I just know my battery will be dead.
Yeah.
By like you midnight, I'll just be like, take me home. Kwanzaa, there's just something about like loud environments that makes my like energy waina shuka kabisa.
Yeah.
Every time I'm in a very loud environment, because then it makes you speak loudly. I'm skiing. So called like,
that's another thing, actually. That's another
it's
thing.
So tiring. So by 1 hour of speaking like that, yeah, mini shot choke.
I know, but that's very true. Because even me, I remember I was just I there's a point even I stopped talking to my friends because how many ski?
Yeah.
Nasi wa ski to check a basi.
I'm on a resort to texting.
I know, because
we call next to each other, but you're texting each other because you can barely hear. Right? I mean, I get tired with those. That's why I'm just like, I don't even know that clapping's for me. But that was a good one to like talk about.
Very good.
That was a good episode. Yeah. It was like, why Gen Z's are less interested in clubbing.
Yeah.
There was also the last episode that we had with Cheryl was here.
Oh yeah. Shout out to Cheryl.
Shout out to her. She great co-host. Mm-hmm. She had good questions, mm-hmm, and then we had three lovely ladies from Miss Earth.
Miss Fire.
Yeah, so we had Miss Fire, Miss Air. We had the elements, basically. Miss Fire, Miss
what
Air.
What elements, though?
So the elements, like fire, air, water.
Fire.
Yeah.
Air. Water.
Exactly. Yeah, we had them in studio, and they were great. They gave us a lot of perspective on, like, what Miss Earth Kenya does. Like, the whole mixing beauty and environmental sustainability, climate change, which are things that people are talking about a lot, especially Gen Z's. Many of them are beginning to get involved.
Woke.
In stuff like that. So that was a good episode as well.
Also, another one was, as you said, of course, our ordeals of like the Maandamano and going for protests, and also just dealing with the PTSD.
Yes.
And
we
all
had Ilea, what was it called?
Aftercare. A budget. Yeah, aftercare after Maandamano on a budget or something. Some. Also, we had like how to deal with toxic families. Do you remember that?
Eh, Nili Rant. Yeah.
Like talked about. By the way, Lirant.
Eh, Nili Rant.
I hope you're good now.
So
what are we to expect on the next episode?
Ooh, on the next season.
Oh my goodness. The next season.
It's season four.
I think I'm just going to throw it in there. Okay. Live recordings. Because we actually had our first live recording this season.
Oh yeah, this season we show at A All Show.
Where? We
also had our first live recording at MKU.
Yeah. Where is it?
Of MKU NMG and Neto Radayetu. There's an event by NMG called Radayetu. Yeah. So we're just like, chat to Jusha Pondani. Yeah.
And we also talked about what did we talk? We talked about family. Or toxic family members.
Yeah.
Actually, we talked about mental health at large and how it, like, messes up. I don't know. It was such a nice nini.
And experience. Because we've never done a live recording.
We actually had an audience.
Yeah, we actually
like,
had
we talked to an audience and we were live on TV. Prime time.
Clap for ourselves.
We were actually live on TV at 12:30, like 30 minutes to news. Yeah. So, I think live recordings is also just what we're gonna expect next season, and also personalized stories.
Yeah, we want to give more and more stories. There's so much more about Gen Z's that we can share,
and our own experiences,
absolutely,
on stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just an example, the clubbing experience.
Yeah.
Or rock climbing. Or nini. So, no.
We'll go out more. The thing is, I feel like if we go out more, we'll have more experiences.
Exactly.
To share. So, That's exactly. Our goal during this break.
Period. We're going to be back in like 3 weeks or a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to come back bigger and better.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've had so many topics discussed in this episode.
I know.
Like we've talked about chickenpox, mandamano, dating, talking stage. But we just love how you stick with us till the end.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for your support.
Absolutely. You can take this time, this break, to like maybe catch up on episodes you haven't caught up on.
Yes.
On Spotify, on Nation.Africa, on NTV, YouTube, by the way. We post, you can see our faces there.
Yeah.
Kitambo, we never had our faces in like but season
now
one.
Are.
Now we are.
Yeah.
So.
Also on the NTV website.
Yeah, on the
Have
NTV
you mentioned
website.
Nation.Africa?
Yeah, and Nation.Africa on the podcast section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I tried to say my goodbye, though it's very hard to say my goodbye. Yeah. But let's just say goodbye.
Adios.
Adios, mi amor.
We'll see you on the next season.
We'll see you on the other side. See you on the other side.